It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
And welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Welcome, Jordan.
Good evening, Brian. How's it going?
Great. Yourself?
Not too bad. I'm excited for some good varsity basketball.
Yeah, we got the 2-0 Fort Recovery Indians playing host to the Fort Laramie Redskins, who are 0-1 coming in on the year. And expect to have a great game tonight.
Yeah, very much so. You know, Fort Laramie's got a lot of juniors coming back, so it's going to be an interesting one.
Absolutely. All right, let's... We got about 7 minutes before tip time here. Let's take a break and pay some bills, and we'll be right back. And we'll hear from the coach when we come back.
The holidays are here, and that means parties, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, and everything you'll need to make your favorite dish. Plus their famous cheese balls, and of course their party trays. Cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And don't forget about their ready-to-go chicken. Just stop by and grab some and head to the party. And if you want a larger quantity, call them a few days ahead of time, and they'll have it ready to go for you when you get there. They can make your party planning easy. Just call Wayne IGA at 375-2865 and order your party trays and chicken.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Sorry, technical difficulties. We had an interview with the coach, and it turned out terrible audio. So back to the guys here.
It's all right. Bobby hates to talk on that stuff anyway.
Yeah, he basically
jinxed it.
Yeah, he didn't say a whole bunch about what's going on, except that you know, we've had a good start, and they had a bad start. It's kind of what he said. So go ahead.
Yeah, actually, you know, you bring that up, Neil, and Botkins played last week against, or I should say, Fort Laramie played last week against Botkins. And came away with the L, Jordan. You said you watched that game. I was a little shocked by that score, because obviously Laramie's really competitive, but they got smoked, 63-34.
Yeah, and you know what? It was kind of one of those games where, kind of like we were saying before, is Botkins really that good, or did Fort Laramie just play that bad? So, you know, it kind of shocked me, too, considering, you know, Fort Laramie's bringing back a good amount of juniors who were fairly decent last year, and they are newly coached by Mitch Westerheide, so... So definitely some changes there for Fort Laramie.
Yeah, and you know, that's when I first saw that, knowing you know, that they had a new coach come in, being the first game, you know, first game jitters, first game with a new coach, first game trying to establish a program. of his, which is going to be a little bit different, even though for those guys it is, these guys have played some varsity minutes, but it's still when you're trying to establish a new system of doing things.
Yeah.
And as a new coach, like, your system may not fit these guys either. And so those are things, adjustments you got to be able to make. So obviously for them, it's a work in progress.
Yeah, very much so. And then you talk about Bakken's even a little bit too. And, they got a lot of veteran leadership on that team and, a good coach over there. So, for them, I'm sure that first game was a tough one.
Yeah, we went to Fort Laramie last year. And, we were 2-0 going to that game. A little deja vu right here. And hopefully the outcome's different because they gave us our first loss. And actually kind of, I thought, physically beat us up in that game.
Yeah, I would agree. For us, Fort Laramie's always a tough game. It's always physical. They're an aggressive team, and they're pretty disciplined. So, and I expect the same thing here tonight.
And also, our JVs came away with the victory tonight, and, their record is now 2-0 for Darren Sheffer. But, talking about this varsity game, though, we come in 2-0. We win, and, at that time, in a Jay County series, 8 points or so is a blowout.
Yeah.
Because most of those games are 1 or 2 point games.
Yeah.
And so, being up, I think it's 7 or 8, that's almost a blowout for us in that game. Then on Saturday, we played, and, Bradford over there, Rex Leverett, last year hits a game winner for us. And history repeats itself, and Rex hits a game winner on Saturday for us as well.
Yeah, the old number one, right?
Backdoor play, gotta love it. Yeah, and hopefully that gives us some confidence. Talking with Coach, you and I were with him, last week or so after the Jay County game, and with the coaches and stuff kind of get together. And, as he said it, with us, is like, we're going to win a lot of ugly games this year. And I think that's kind of has to be our style and how we have to play.
Yeah. And, like I've told other people too, nothing's going to be pretty about how we win, but there's nothing wrong with that.
As long as they have W's by them, winning ugly and winning prettily is all the same thing.
That's right. So, that's right. W's a W.
That's right. All right. We are getting ready for our national anthem here, so we'll take a break, and we'll be back with our Wayne IGA pregame.
Home Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Home Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Wayne IGA has the very popular Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls in stock for those of us who want to be sure to get what we need for the holidays. This is the perfect time to be sure you have what you and your family are going to want. The turkey rolls should be available all season, but there could be some occasional shortages, and Wayne IGA will have them in stock whenever they're available. Again, Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls are in stock. Be ready for the upcoming holidays and stop by Wayne IGA today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19 vaccines, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Holidays are approaching, and the Tin Cupboard is again taking orders for their delicious homemade pies for your festivities. Everybody loves their pies, and they have lots of different flavors of their tasty fruit pies and lots of other varieties available. Order ahead of time by stopping in or calling 375-3034, then you can focus on all your other holiday preparations. Just let the Tin Cupboard know what pies you want, let them know when you need them, and they'll do the rest. Great to know that even if you won't have the time to make great pies for your guests, or if you just know they make better pies than you do, you can still serve your guests an awesome dessert this holiday season. Just stop in or call the Tin Cupboard at 375-3034 and place your order now.
All right, we're back here again at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action here as the Fort Recovery Indians are hosting the Fort Laramie Redskins. And Jordan, you want to go through the starting lineup for the Fort Laramie Redskins?
Yeah, so for the Fort Laramie Redskins, they got number 11 out Alex Borger, senior. He's a 6'2 guard. They got number 21 Max Maurer, another junior, 6'2 guard. Number 30 Eli Heitkamp, freshman, 5'10 guard. Number 33 Spencer Knopf, a junior, 6'3 forward. And Ty Kemper, number 40, another junior, 6'3 forward. And they're coached by, like we said, their new coach, Mitch Westerheide.
Yeah, and a little recap for Fort Laramie Redskins. Alex Borger was their leading scorer in their first game with 11 points. Freshman Eli Heitkamp had 3. And then Max Maurer had 11, or excuse me, had 4. And then 5 apiece for Knopf, Spencer Knopf, and Carter Gasson. And then Ty Kemper did not score for them coming in, so... And then for our Fort Recovery Indians, Jordan, you want to go through those as well?
Yeah, so starters tonight is going to be number 12, senior Rex Leverett. Next going to be number 10, senior Troy Holman. We got another senior, number 4, Alex Deuce. We got number 3, Reese Guggenbiller, another senior. And might as well follow it up with the last senior, number 23, Gavin Fowler. So
yeah, you know, coach has 5 seniors on the roster, and so all 5 of those guys start for them. And then you have the rest of the bench is basically juniors.
Yeah.
And then a sophomore with Hayden Seifert. So
yep, very much. So yeah, and Bob Leverett's looking really good this year.
Yeah, you know, this is Bob's second year as the head coach, and obviously he's been a longtime assistant for myself and then also for Jim Melton as well. And so Bob's has his chance and his opportunity to take over and be the head coach, and he's done a great job here. So
yeah.
The other thing I think it's really neat too is he's doing a great job of building a program, and you know that because you're part of his staff at the seventh grade level, and he's highly involved with the youth program.
Yeah.
And the other part of it is those guys on staff with him are all 4 recovery players and people as well, with Toby Metzger, Darren Sheffer, who played for me, and Bob, and Jeff Vaughn, who's been a longtime assistant, here around the fort. And then Scotty Dilworth, who's joining the staff new this year as well, was a point guard on our state team back in 99. So I think that helped build that connectivity with our, you know, our program and our younger kids and our community as well.
Yeah, very much. Yep. Looks like it's going to be a good game here. Looks like we match up with them pretty good in size-wise, too. So it's
yeah, gonna, you know, it's in the past, we had some big guys, obviously, with Kel and Daniel, 6'7 and 6'6. And, you know, they had some big, strong guys, too. And, you know, right now we look to be a little more 6'3, 6'4 tops.
Yeah.
Maybe more low up and down game. And Rex Leverett's jumping up against Alex Borger, and the Indians control the tip with Troy Holman. Going right to left on your radio dial. Troy's trying to get us in a set here. Dribbles over, hands over to Reese Guggenbiller on the right-hand side in front of our home crowd. Over to Gavin Fowler. Hits Rex Leverett on the backdoor screen, and Rex takes it up and misses it. Hard off the glass. Gets a offensive rebound. Kicks out to Alex Dews in the corner. Alex is dribbling back up. Hits Troy Holman. Troy's resetting the offense here. Back over to Rex on the wing. Back up to Reese Guggenbiller up top. Swings it over Alex Dew. Good ball reversal right here for the Indians. Not sure what's going on, but Rex is checking his feet out every time he catches the ball.
Yeah. Playing a little timid, I think, right now, but hopefully gets a little more comfortable here.
Yeah, Rex throws it over Troy. Troy dribbles and hands off to Reese. Reese has the ball back up top. Swings it over to Rex. Under a minute to go here on the first possession for the Indians. Rex is just holding the ball out here on the wing. And they're staying off of it.
Yeah, they're not.
Hands over to Troy now. Troy's getting a set up. Picks his dribble up. Swings it to Reese. Back up to Rex on the right-hand side. Drives in. Looking for Alex Dews on the backdoor cut. Turnover pickup for the Redskins. And quickly up for the Redskins. No good on the shot, but offensive rebound for Knopf. Goes out to Heitkamp. Back over to Borger, uncontested 3, no good. Rebound by the Indians and Rex Leverett.
There's something going on with his shoe or something.
Yeah, he's walking and kind of has a weird limp there with it almost. Reese has the ball nonetheless here for the Indians up top, trying to get us organized. First quarter here on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard, 0-0, just 2 minutes into the game. Indians again holding the ball, taking their time on the possession, drive in. Gavin Fowler has the ball, back cut by Reese Guggenbiller, and turnover for the Indians. So two possessions, two turnovers here, Jordan, to start the game off.
Yeah, yeah. You know, right now they're matching our size and they're cutting as hard as we are, so we're going to have to figure out a way to either slip these back cuts or... And I feel like we're being a little timid under the hoop, too.
Yeah, and we're patient on offense, which there's nothing wrong with that. But we just can't get turnovers out of it at the end of those.
Yeah.
Got to get up some shots, which is early. Dribble handoff over here for Berger. Swings the ball over to Kemper. Over to Heikamp. Into
Mauer. Mauer. Yeah.
So that's a one instead of a zero, huh?
Knopf with a little layup on the left side.
Okay. So 2-0 here for the Redskins to start off. Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Rex Leverett has the ball. Swings it over to Alex Dews on the left-hand side. Alex drives in. Surveying, see what he has. Body foul. Going to be out of bounds underneath. You know, and we talked about this officiating crew, Jordan, and early on, off air a little bit. They're going to let you play some. So, I don't know if that will favor us or not with the new free throw rules, but something we got to definitely be physical here and be strong at the basketball.
Very much, very much so.
Troy Holman with the turn spin and up, no good. Rebound goes to Knopf. Over to Heikamp. Heikamp dribbling up, over to Knopf.
Knopf
three. Deep. Off, nope. Rebound for Rex Leverett. Outlets to Troy Holman. Swings it across to Reese Guggenbill on the right hand side. Back up to Rex. Thought about a 3-9. Lets it go. Good for Rex. Nothing but the bottom of the net for that one. That looked pretty smooth, Jordan.
Yeah, I liked the confidence he showed right there, too. He was like, you're not going to come out on me. I'm going to take it.
Yep. So a 3-2 Indians lead here with almost close to the halfway point in the first quarter here by Cal Pharmacy.
Mauer with the ball out on the corner or out on the wing.
Good anticipation by Rex with the deflection. Drives up and going to be shooting two free throws. Gets fouled on that one by Alex Berger. And that is going to be his second. Two fouls for the Redskins and two on their leading scorers. So good play for the Indians.
Yeah, very much.
Hopefully we can take advantage of that.
Scared me a little bit. Rex had a little ugly fall there.
They called out of bounds.
Oh, wow. What? That was kind of odd. I mean, he was fully
going
extended.
Up to shoot it. Coach Leverett said the same thing. What? I agree, Coach.
Pass out to Gavin Fowler. Over to Rex Leverett. Rex feeds it into Troy, and it's turnover from Rex.
Deflected back. Now they're calling a foul on that. Oh, my goodness. Well, the one thing you can tell the Indians were trying to do was get Troy Holman, who's a senior, who's physical and strong and put together, inside with the freshman, which I think is a pretty good coaching move.
Yeah, yeah, very much.
Oh, and they just explained to Coach Leverett why he wasn't shooting. They said he was passing backwards. or he was shooting, and he just got off balance on the hit.
Ball out to Knopf. Knopf kicks it over to 53.
Just checked in for them. He's not on the roster, though. So, we got a Redskin that we do not know who that is. So,
we'll figure that out.
Yeah. Triggering it out of bounds. It's going to be Mauer inside. Gets it over to Knopf. Back up to Mauer. And right now, Kemper looks like a no guard. We ain't guarding him out there at all on the three-point line. Right now, it looks like they're almost running an inadvertent flex as they're trying to get some back cuts, down screens, trying to get the ball inside, which they do. Take it up inside, and no good is Kemper. And Steve Trout is looking for some help. And
deflects it off the Indians.
Yep. Neil's tracking down who that player is for us. Going to be Redskins ball here. 3-2 to start out in the Cobb Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. 3:45 to go on the clock. And lobs it up to Mauer inside. Takes a couple dribbles. Turn around, jump hook. And good off the glass. So nice little spin move there for Mauer.
Brings the score to 4-3. Fort Army.
pull up in the paint for Rex Leverett. Good.
Nice. Maurer pushing the ball up on the right side. Looks to drive. About to turn the ball over. Back out to Kemper. Kemper back out to Maurer. Over to Ty Kemper. Meyer on the right wing. Looking down and off. Nothing there. Fort Laramie being patient with the ball right now. Back up to Knoll. The Indians playing good defense. Just up. Oh, looks like we have Landon Dries is number 53 for the Indians.
He's not even on the roster.
Yeah, for varsity. Yep. So the Fort Laramie Indians, they pass the ball out of bounds, and our Fort Recovery Indians taking the ball down.
A couple of Indians checked in. Briggs Overman and Eli Leonard are juniors. Rex Leverett for three. No good off the front of the rim. And Dries gets a rebound. Ahead to Maurer. Thought about a three. Passes back out to Dries. Back up to Maurer up top. Sets things up. Over to Heikamp on the left-hand side. Looks like they're trying to get Kemper inside. ISO'd against Gavin Faller. Swings it over to Maurer. Baseline drive. Nice reverse shot there by Max Maurer, 6'2 junior for the Redskins, and they take a 6'5 lead. Rex Leverett right back at him, stops on the baseline, pass to Gavin Faller, inside, knocked away, kicks out to Briggs Overman, thought about a three.
Good pull
15,
up.
Yep, 15-foot pull up under control. Rebound ripped away for Kemper inside. Outlets back to Maurer, thought about a three, drives on Troy Holman on the right-hand side. Swings it over to Kemper. Trying to get ISO'd inside there for Knopf. Over to Heikamp. Drives in. Gets it blocked. They're going to call foul on Rex Leverett. Nope. Foul on Eli Leonard. It's on the grab. As I said, Rex was straight up and down. So freshman Eli Heikamp, 5'10 freshman, goes to the all brother foul line and switches the first one.
Number 44, Carter Adams, checking in for Kemper. And looks like, yeah, Eli Lennox was already in there. Oh, I apologize. Gavin Evers also checked in.
Yep.
For Reese Guggenbiller.
Heikamp hits the second one as well. Giving him two on the night. Indians trail 8-5 here with a minute 40 to go. Overman has the ball. Over to Evers, up to Leonard's. Back over to Overman on the right-hand side. Gets a ball screen. Drives to the middle. Reverse pivot back to Leonard's. Eli drives in. Hand off to Troy Holman. Back up to Evers. Trying to get Gavin Faller inside. Briggs has the ball up top, drives in, splits the defense, nice little Euro step, up and good for Briggs Overman. Gives Briggs his first two of the night for the 6'1 junior.
He had so much diversity to our offense, it's great.
Yep. Quick shot up for Fort Laramie, going to go off of Gavin Evers out of bounds and be Redskins ball. 8-7 here in the first quarter with a minute 3 to go. Yeah, his ability to shoot it, his Briggs, and also be able to get to the basket, and has a pull-up game.
Yeah, very much.
And he scored all three phases, which is hard to do for a lot of kids nowadays.
Yeah.
Little flex cut in. Troy Holman reads it, jumps the pass, gets a steal. Troy's in transition, goes up high off the glass, and a little strong over the rim. Redskins pushing in transition. Nice bounce pass inside, and scores on the other end is Carter Eilerman, 6'3 junior. 40 seconds to go. Leonard has the ball up top, drives in, splits the defense, back up to Briggs. Indians are kind of stagnant on offense. Leonard shoots a deep three, no good. Troy Holman with the rebound. Troy drives in on the right-hand side, 25 seconds to go. Gets the ball inside to Gavin Faller. Gavin, nice little pass to Troy on the cut, takes it up, possibly foul, no call, and Troy finishes.
They're letting him play.
Jeez. Yeah, nice finish for Troy Holman there, giving him two on the night. Indians trail by one with 10 seconds to go, 10-9. High ball screen coming here off from Maurer. Shoots a deep three. Gavin Faller contests that. Eli Leonard with the rebound.
And that is quarter.
And that is the quarter here. Tough ball game for the Indians and Redskins, as we expected, Jordan. 10-9, Indians trail by one.
First quarter scoreboard sponsored by Cal Pharmacy. You know, it's going to, right now, we already tell off the get-go, it's a pretty physical game, and the refs are sure letting them play.
Absolutely. We'll be back for the start of the action.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19 vaccines, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back here at the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Indians trail to start the second quarter, and Fort Laramie will have the ball. It's 10-9 to start, and the second quarter scoreboard sponsor is Fowler Mechanical. Chad and Lynn Fowler, stop in for all your bathroom needs, I guess you would say. Three for
Carter Eilerman.
Yeah, Eilerman started off right there hitting three, giving him a 13-9 lead now for the Redskins. Briggs Overman with a good drive. They're going to call on the floor. Ooh. Even though it goes in.
They don't like that progression.
No, I was just going to say, you know, a lot of times they, as long as you say they're starting to go up for your shot, it should be good.
Yeah. And we've had a couple of now, just I feel like we're letting go of the ball, that's about.
Yeah. Mason Diller also checks in for the Indians at that quarter. Missed the shot there. So we got Dews, Leverett, Diller, Overman, and Guggenbiller on the floor.
Right now, Coach Leverett's going nine deep.
Yeah. Getting some guys in, getting them fresh on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dews is guarding Heitkamp, drives in. Possible foul on Rex. They don't call, but misses the shot. Guggenbiller with the rebound. Throws it to Alex, throws it right back to Reese, throws it up to Rex. Rex is on the right-hand side, behind the back dribble. Swings it up to Alex Dews. Got to look at the rim, at least, Alex.
Yeah.
Nice little screen action for Alex to Rex. Kicks over to Alex, back up to Rex. Good ball movement here by the Indians. Coaches are wanting them to move right now. I said it's pretty stagnant. Alex Dews for a three in the corner. No good. Laramie with the rebound. Nice Euro.
Ooh, really going to travel there.
No, it's body foul.
Yeah. I can hope, right?
You know, this is the part I love our fans, and even fans in general, not just ours. People that are so old school, like they don't understand the rules of the game. That is a Euro step. That's illegal. And that is a great move. You can pick up your dribble and take two steps. It doesn't matter in the direction. It's just like going to shoot a layup.
I guess my question, though, that Euro is out by the elbow. Is that really a shooting foul?
If he's shooting, yeah. It's no different, right, than what Rex was
on
the other.
That's what I mean, yeah.
So I agree with that 100%. Rex should have been a shooting foul. So should have that.
Yeah.
But
unfortunately, we didn't get that call.
We didn't get it called. Maurer does hit the first one, giving him 14 on the night for the Redskins. And hits the second one as well for Max Maurer, giving him 4 on the night. 15-9. Laramie, right now, the Indians need a bucket here to keep this thing close.
Alex Dews with the ball in the corner. Attacks the rim. Looks for it. Oh.
Two hands on it.
Yep.
That's a guaranteed foul.
Foul is on number 43. I don't have him either. Foul is on the floor. Briggs Overman checking the ball in. Got to throw it deep over there to Reese Guggenbiller.
That's one of those things that, you know, as a coach, you put these rosters in like the first week of season practice. You probably, especially for a new coach, you're probably not sure who is playing for you yet.
Yeah, really. Briggs Overman attacks, gets out to Rex Leverett. Rex drives, and they're going to call a charge. Ooh.
Rex saw Briggs wide open underneath. Good pass for Rex, but I also thought he probably should have shot the pull-up, too.
I think so, too. And Gavin Fowler's checking back in for Briggs Zimmerman.
And Troy Holman replaces Mason Diller. So we got Guggenbiller, Holman, Dews, Fowler, and Leverett on the floor, and those are our starters. Hill's going to get us out. Who's 43? Maurer has the ball right now. Dribble handoff to that Redskin we're trying to track down. Has the ball back up top. Swings it over to Maurer. Back up to Kemper. Trying to get it into Eilerman inside and just can't. Good defense by Alex or Rex, Reese Guggenbiller, excuse me. Figure out who that unknown is.
Number 43 is Aiden Burning. He's a freshman.
Aiden Burning, huh? Right now, post-entry pass by that freshman to Kemper inside. Good defense by Rex Leverett. Misses the shot. Rebound by Rex. Outlets to Troy. Pushes ahead to Alex. Back to Troy Holman. Drives in there. Nice little step around pass to Gavin Fowler and finish.
Nice play there by Troy Holman. Good look. The attack. Both defenders came towards him and he dished it off to Gavin. Great look.
Right now with 5:23 to go in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard, Indians trail by 4, 15-11. We'll take a full timeout and be right back.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked, quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Again, 5:23 to go in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Fort Laramie Redskins lead 15-11 on our Fort Recovery Indians. Indians pop out in a 1-2-2 zone here. Alex Dews at the point of that. Laramie's going four round one with the cutter. Pass to the wing and cut. Tried to get that guy in the short corner, a high post guy open is what they're looking for here off of this. And Burning has the ball over to Maurer.
Definitely being patient right now.
Yep. Over to Heitkamp. Swings the ball over to Burning. Back to Heitkamp. Back to Maurer. Also with Borger out, too, it looks like Maurer is going to be their kind of go-to guy.
Yeah.
Three on the left-hand side is Burning. Misses it. Troy Holman tracks the ball down. Throwing it up to Troy. Troy's getting us in a set here. Call the coach just called out. Over to Reese. Back to Rex. Looking for a handoff. Little chance to go ISO for Rex. No call. Rebound by Maurer. Pushing in transition. Thought about a shot. Swings it over to Burning. And good for the freshman.
Wow. A lot of confidence there,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely. They got two freshmen playing, and they're not scared to shoot it here. 18-11, Redskins lead. And they're going to call hand check call.
On Heitkamp.
Yep. You know, we run that little almost scissor cut off that top. I don't know if we really looked for that, but
yeah,
that guy's been open a couple times.
And, you know, between that and then the ball pressure they're putting on us, that's always a tough thing to see, but I think it's wide open.
Yeah.
Troy Holman checking the ball in. Little gate screen up there, no look. Fort Laramie, big cover on that. Reese Guggenbiller on the wing, rotates over to Briggs Zimmerman. Briggs looking inside. They got Troy Holman inside, posting up that Heitkamp kid. Hands off to Rex Leverett. Rex looks to score, nothing there. Back out to Briggs Zimmerman. Briggs attacks the rim, tries to split the defense, and they call another hand check on him.
Great job by being aggressive by Briggs there to try to get to the basket.
Yeah, yeah. Especially right now, I feel like we're getting a little stagnant. We're doing a lot of standing around. You know, they're just getting tired. And
I don't know if you can hear the coaches on the radio or not, but, you know, they're yelling, move, 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 and I'd say they definitely agree with you right now. Staying in a lot. And, you know, it's tough to you go get some of these defenses that decide to switch on you, and, you know, they're not moving near as much as the offenses have them to, but.
Nice cut by Troy Holman on the back cut, just loses the ball there.
Maurer with the ball on the left side, trying to survey the court here. Running a two-man low. Kemper pops up to the key, catches the ball, rotates the ball over to Dries, who fumbles the ball out of bounds. Indians ball.
That's one of those, as a coach, you're upset because those are really self-inflicted turnovers.
Yeah, yeah.
They really didn't do much for that, but nonetheless, we'll take it. Troy Holman calling for a screen by Reese Guggenbiller. Comes off of it, nothing happening. Hand off to Briggs Overman, ball screen by Gavin Fowler. We just don't have any space, and Gavin looks to slip it, and there's Troy underneath him already. Dribble handoff, shoots at Troy. Nice little rondo. Gets deflected, though. Burning with the rebound. Pushing ahead. 18-11 again in Indians trail here. Florida Army. 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Maurer creates his own shot. Widely off there. Kevin Fowler with the rebound. Reese throws ahead to Briggs. Briggs with the wide open three.
Got it. Great three there.
Great push ahead in transition, too, by the Indians.
And Briggs right now, he's looking like one of those kids that he's looking to score, and that's what we need out of him.
Yeah, because right now we're struggling to get some points up. As Coach has said, you know, we're going to win some games ugly and low scoring. And anytime we can get some offense coming off our bench, that's a boost for us. So, foul there by Rex Loretta on a blocking call. I think that is Rex's second. So Eli Leonard checks in for Gavin Fowler. Gavin Evers checks in, replaces Rex Loverette. So we got Overman and Holman, Evers, Leonard, and Guggenbiller on the floor for the Indians. 18-14, Laramie lead, 2:15 to go in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Triggers the ball inside to Knopf. Back out to Maurer on the right-hand side in front of Coach Loverette. Trying to get the ball inside, and they do to Kemper, misses it. Leonard for the rebound. Those are ones you got to be able to score for the Redskins, point blank like that. Especially for some wide body post players. I think Coach Leverett's yelling for a timeout. 30-second timeout. Let's take a timeout, and we'll be right back again. Indians trail, 18-14.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
We're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians check the ball in. Briggs Overman with the ball up top, looking to score. Attacks the right side of the lane, goes up, gets fouled, and one. Great attack there by Briggs Overman. I think he's starting to kind of understand his role, and it's really nice to see because he does such a good job on the offensive side and along with the defensive side, but great attack there.
Well, and, you know, I don't know about you, Jordan. You played a lot of basketball, you know, like I had, and if your role is a chance to shoot it when you come in, you'd love that role.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I don't think Coach Leverett has any problem with him having the green light.
You know, Briggs was a, you know, junior for us, played a lot of minutes last year on the JV team as a sophomore and put up a lot of 20-point games for us. So the kid knows how to score, that's for sure.
Yeah, very much.
Did miss that Hall brother free throw, though, unfortunately. 18-16 with a minute 20 to go here. The Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard.
Maurer with the ball up here on the right wing. Passes over to Knopf, top of the key. Back over to Burning. Burning back over to, I'm getting this mixed up, Dries. Dries back to Kemp up top. Fort Laramie trying to figure out what we're in. Looks like Indians are in a
They're just in man right
we're
now.
We're in man, yeah. Yeah. We're yeah. staying with guys, switching screens.
I think at one time we had four guys in the paint. They were just trying to pack it in. But Maurer back with the ball on the wing.
When man-to-man defense, too, when you're switching like that, does look like a zone at times, or you can make it look like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, very much. Back over to Dries. Dries back over to Maurer. Good defense here by the Indians. We're not they're not getting any good looks right now.
Yeah, I think they were trying to score right there, Jordan. I think now they're trying to take some time off, but I think they were trying to run some offense to score, and our defense was pretty solid.
Maurer looking to create. Nothing there. Reese Guggenbiller on him. Pass over to Dries. Dries back to Burning.
20 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Our fans are giving him a good round of applause. They're recognizing that good defense.
Maurer trying to look to create. He attacks the rim. Troy, some good defense. Rebound by Gavin Fuller, looking to push up. 5 seconds left. Attacking the rim. And they are going to call a block.
Count to basket for Gavin Fowler. Good rebound and push ahead for Gavin.
Great awareness with the clock. Right now there's 2 seconds left.
6'3 senior.
Tied the ball game, 18-18. Hopefully we can knock this one down, bring it up 19-18 to end the half here.
Big bucket to tie it up here on the Fowler Mechanical.
Alex Deuce checking in for Briggs Overman.
Scoreboard 18-18, 28 seconds. And Gavin Fowler steps to the free throw line and hits that free throw.
Big free throw here. Good momentum here.
Yep.
Maurer chucks 1 3-quarter of the court up. No good. And that's halftime.
Indians take a lead at halftime, 19-18. We outscored the Fort Laramie Redskins in that quarter, 10-8 to take that lead. Thoughts on the first half there, Jordan?
You know, it's a physical game. I feel like there wasn't many fouls, but I mean, I'm looking at the scoreboard. You know, they finished with 15 fouls in that quarter. We finished with 3. So there are some fouls, but all in all, it's a pretty physical game.
Yeah. And right now, the Indians take that lead at halftime. So we'll be right back.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable. And sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac Automatic Standby Generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, we're back here at the Cooper Farm Halftime Show. Again, Jordan, you want to recap the Fort Laramie scores as the Indians lead here at halftime, 19-18?
Yeah, so the Redskins currently, Max Maurer, 21, probably their best score right now, has 6 points for them. Eli Heitkamp, the freshman for them, has two. Spencer Nall has two. Ty Kemper has two. And then Aiden Burning, one of the freshmen, he hit a big three for him. And then Landon Dries also follows up with 3 points.
And for our Fort Recovery Indians, Briggs Overman is leading the way with 7 points. Rex Leverett has five. Fellow senior classmate Gavin Fowler with five. And Troy Holman with two. Scoring went like this at the end of the first quarter. The Laramie Redskins had 10. Indians had 9. And again, the Indians outscored Fort Laramie in the second quarter, 10-8, to take a 19-18 halftime lead. Looking at the JV score for Darren Shepherd, we walk away with a 45-33 victory and improved that record for our JV kids to 2-1 on the season. And leading the way was Brody Bargy with 8 and Grant Fortkamp with 8. Breaker Judy with 7. Reese LaFever with 5. Luke Lochtefelt with 5. Hayden Sievering with 6. Dylan Klinke with 2. Tyler Wendell with 4 to round out the 45 points. And they led at halftime 21-14. And ended up walking away with a 45-33 victory. So.
Yeah, great group there. Some good freshmen coming up, man.
Yeah, you know, and the Coach Leverett's excited about those three freshmen and blend them nicely with the sophomore talent that you got. And, you know, right now, you know, they're having a good season, you know, early here. But, you know, they have a blend of size and some skills and abilities and guards and post players and kind of everything else that kind of goes with it. So, did you get a chance to watch that game?
I watched about the second half, and I tell you, one good thing about that group is the way they're meshing. You know, I mean, you got with those three freshmen, you know, Brody, Breaker, and Grant, they're all so versatile, you know, so they can play a couple different positions. And then you got that good group of sophomores there, you know, to help them along the way. And Darian should have a lot of success with them.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun coaching that group. And an important thing with the JV, as you know, you've coached in JV, is just the growth, trying to get them better and see that development throughout the year. And so hopefully we'll have a chance here at the Fort side, as I think we have 13 home games this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have a lot of opportunities here that you can get out and watch our Fort Recovery Indians play. And obviously you get a lot of Christmas activities going on this time of year. And Tuesday night games here, as the crowd is a little sparse. But, you know, as the time progresses and the season progresses, hopefully you get a chance to come out here and watch these kids play, because they do play really hard and represent our community and our school really well. So
yeah, very much, you know. And I feel like usually come January, usually we start filling in a lot more people. And it's always anxious to see those MAC games come up, and we just hope and pray that we get as many fans in here as we can, because that sure helps the boys out.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on Earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generations, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here again at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Jordan Winter, Brian Patch bringing you the action here. We're getting ready to start the third quarter. And upcoming games for this week for the Fort Recovery Indians on Thursday night. The girls will be at Parkway. Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that. Plus, you got NFHS video available. Friday, the boys will host the Parkway Panthers. And this will be our first MAC game for the season for the Indians this week, for boys and girls. And Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that. Jordan, you and I will be doing that game. And also, it's Student Appreciation Night. And I think that's a great thing that we started. So
yeah, very much.
And then Saturday, the boys will be traveling to Ansonia. We'll be simulcasting that with WPGW. And BFHS video will be available with that. And we'll be taking on Tony Overton's Ansonia Tigers in the jungle. I saw he posted.
Yeah,
so.
I've seen that.
Alex shot up there by Troy Holman and miss it.
Alex Border had the rebound, passed out to Maurer. Alex, he's been out most of the game. He had two fouls right away, and he hadn't seen the court very
much. Said he played maybe a minute and a half to two minutes tops, so crazy. He should be fresh.
Gate screen for Border. Big three for him.
They definitely were missing that.
Yeah, they were.
That looked good.
Puts the Redskins up 21-19.
6-2 senior come out, look smooth on that pull up or catch and shoot three. Rex Lorette drives into the middle, see what's there. Kicks out to Alex Dews on the left hand side. Good cut by Rex. Ah. Alex threw it away. Heikamp with the steal in transition. Nice Euro. It slips and falls. Throws it ahead to Gavin Fowler. Ball by himself. Up for a layup.
Ooh. I think he either got hit there by a player or hit his hand on the backboard.
Yeah, or it could have been a combination of hit the hand on the backboard.
Yeah. Heikamp over there to Maurer.
And they're looking for a skip pass over there to Borger in the corner. We lost him for a second. Luckily, they didn't find him.
Knopf into Kemp over the block. Back out to Heikamp. Heikamp over to Borger. Borger back to Heikamp. They're in their zone offense. Heikamp to Borger. Borger for three. Off the rim. Gavin Fowler with a rebound. Good little defensive series there for the Indians.
Yep. All tied up right now. 21-21 here to start the K&L Tractor third quarter scoreboard. Not real sharp here by the Indians. Almost a turnover by Alex. That's his second one.
Getting a little careless here with our passes.
Yeah, you can't make a cross-court chest pass and expect it to go through like that. Alex Deuce checks out. Gavin Fowler checks out. Both holding their hands there. In comes the junior duo of Briggs Overman and Eli Leonards. A back screen by Eli for Rex. We missed him. Missed him. Could have had a chance to get that in there. Knocked away by the Fort Laramie Redskins. Still be Indians ball. 6:11 to go. Getting the K&L Tractor. Third quarter scoreboard. I felt coming out of that.
He's
trying to force the ball inside to Reese, and we miss it.
Turnover on the Indians.
Yep.
Heikamp with the ball, pushing up on the right side. Tries to attack, comes back out, throws out to Maurer. Maurer over to Knopf. Knopf back over to Borger in the corner. Back out to Maurer. Maurer over to Heikamp on the right wing.
Good ball movement.
Yeah. Kemp holding the ball there at the top. Borger over to Maurer.
Everyone's touched the ball in this possession.
Yeah. High camp up to Nolf. Nolf takes the top of the key three off the back of the rim. Tried to save it by the Redskins, but I think he stepped on the line. It's going to be Indian ball.
Yeah. And Nolf's looking over like, they're not guarding me, and that's a little frustrating as a player, too, knowing you're not guarded.
Yeah.
Don't know if you should shoot or not. And the coach is telling him, keep shooting, son. Hoverman has the ball on the right-hand side. Crossover dribble, hands over to Eli Leonard. Eli's dribble weave over to Reese Guggenbiller. Thinks about driving to the baseline. Probing, seeing nothing there. Briggs says, I'll drive in, and throws it up. A little wild throw up. He gets fouled and will be going to the all-brother free throw line.
Good attack there by number zero.
When Briggs catches the ball, he's got one thing in mind. I'm going to get a shot.
Yeah.
He's going to be aggressive.
One thing I do like is he is going downhill, you know?
Oh, absolutely. He's creating something either for himself or for his teammates.
You know, it's so frustrating. You know this as a coach as well. You know, you run an offense and set where, you have a pitch or a handoff, and you get guys that come around, they catch that ball, and they don't even look at the rim.
Right.
You know, they don't go downhill. When we say downhill, we're talking about attacking the rim. And, you know, he's got that instinct of, I'm getting the ball and I'm attacking. So.
Yeah. Misses the first one and hits the second one. Giving him 8 on the night, leading scorer in the game. 22 for the Indians and 21 for the Redskins. Maurer with the ball on the right-hand side. Back up to Eilerman, who just checked in. Over to Borger. Over to Heikamp on the left-hand side in front of the coach. Swings it back up to Eilerman. Gets it, or tried to get inside to Eilerman. Is Nolf, and going to be jump ball by Eilerman and Guggenbiller. We'll stay with Fort Laramie on this end. Third quarter, it's 4:53 to go. Indians lead by 1, 22-21. Lob inside and scores. You know, that play is frustrating as a coach. It's like, why are you not paying attention on a little pass to Borger? But they set it up pretty well. They look like they're confused, and all of a sudden they throw it to him. And off over there for Overman. Shoots a three, a little short. Rebound by Borger, push it in transition. Kicks over to Eilerman, and Eilerman lets her fly. No good on that. Offensive rebound inside.
Borger with the three at the top of the key. No good. Eilerman with another offensive rebound.
Put back up strong on that end.
They're not calling anything.
No, they're not. And going to be out of bounds on Spencer Knopf.
A couple physical rebounds there, but
nothing to show for it.
Yep.
Overman, Leverett. Check out, and Gavin Evers and Alex Deuce checks in, as well as Gavin Fowler replacing Reese Guggenbiller. So we got Fowler, Evers, Leonards, Deuce, and Holman on the floor for the Tribe. Alex Leonards with Eli Leonards with the ball. Over to Alex Deuce. Back cut there by Holman, nothing. Deuce drives in, body contact, no good.
Great finish.
No call, I should say, but good on the shot. Yeah. They're saying, play on, boys. We got curfew tonight.
Nice little flurry there by Alex Deuce.
24-23 at Indians lead.
Maurer with the ball. She's trying to survey the court here at top of the key. Over to Heikamp on the left wing. Ball screen by Nolf. Heikamp comes off the screen. Nothing there. Another gate screen for Borger. Back up to Nolf. Nolf over to Maurer. Maurer attacks the rim. And they're going to call a hand foul on Troy Holman.
The Indians first. Again, if you haven't had a chance to watch a game yet this year, a new rule change is after 5 team fouls that you will be going to the free throw line to shoot 2 shots. So the 1-1 is no longer.
And it resets now after every quarter.
Yep. Nice little out-of-bounds play there, trying to get a screen for Maurer. No good. Offensive rebound put back up. No good. Gavin Evers with a strong rebound. Pushes ahead to Eli Leonard. Thought about a 3 on the left-hand side. Instead, drives in there. Nice little finger roll. No good. Gavin Fowler with the rebound.
Way to clean that up.
Good rebound by Gavin Fowler.
He's done a really nice job so far. I know we're only three games into the season, but he's a good kind of garbage cleanup guy.
Yeah, he is. And he's leading us in score right now with 9 points.
Heikamp with the corner three. Got it for the Redskins. Brings the score even at 26.
A little under 3 minutes to go here in the K&L Tractor third quarter scoreboard. Leonard has the ball, left-hand side. Dribble hand off to Evers. Thought about a 3. Over to Leonard, who does shoot the 3. We need him to get on track because he's a good shooter. No defensive bounce for the Indians. Up in transition. Going to be a foul by Alex Deuce and finish
by Alex Borger.
You know, it's a tough play, but if you're Alex Deuce, you got to get your body turned if you're going to go there.
Yep. That or let him go.
Yep. Rex Leverett checking in for Alex Deuce.
Yep. Can't give him a three-point chance on that.
Especially when you know he's getting to the rim.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no ifs, ands, or buts about that one. Borger shooting one.
All brother free throw line. Steps up, eyes it, flies it, and hits all parts of the rim to go in. Redskins take a three-point lead here with 2:30 to go, third quarter. Lawrence brings it across. Throws it over to Leverett on the left-hand side, over to Guggenbiller in the corner, deep corner. Not a whole lot to go on there. Turns and spins, throws up a shot, and misses it. Leverett with the rebound, turns and shoots it.
Got it.
Nice little quick turnaround shot by Rex Leverett.
Scared me there for a little bit.
Yeah, that's his shot. Just catch and shoot.
Yep, you're right. Maurer with the ball up at the top of the key. Rotates over to Heitkamp there in the corner. Over to Eilerman, rotates back up to Borger, over to Maurer on the wing. Skip pass over to Heitkamp, corner three. Got it. That's a guy you got to know where he is, because I think that's his third one on the day.
Yeah, he's fresh. He didn't get a chance to play a whole lot, so he's ready to go. Wild pass by Linnitz over to Evers and is able to save it. Leverett has the ball up top, looking for some movement here. Indians trail by four, the minute 30, 32-28. Rex thought about a three, drives to the middle of the floor, stops and pops. Good defense there. Evers with the rebound. Put back too strong. Leverett corrals the ball.
Oh,
throws it off of Rex Leverett. Steve Trout against the wall.
Yeah.
Good hustle by Rex.
Rex throws the ball for Fort Laramie, but we can't tell. And it looks like they're going to give it to the Indians.
Yeah.
We couldn't tell if the ball came back in without touching him, and apparently it did.
So we'll be Indians ball here. Guggenbiller is going to trigger the ball in bounds. Goes it to Rex Leverett. Stops and pops. And no good. Good looking shot there.
Eilerman with the rebound. Heitkamp pushing the ball up. Over to Maurer on the wing. Back up to Eilerman. Maurer trying to get things organized here for the Redskins. Rotates the ball over to Eilerman. Eilerman in the Borger. Borger dribbles up to the top of the key. Passes out to the wing for Maurer. Maurer passes back up to Eilerman up top. Back over to Borger. Both of these teams are being pretty patient.
Yeah.
Heitkamp again for another three, and he got it. That's one guy we cannot lose.
No. Freshman sticks it right there. 5'10 freshman. Leverett quickly down in transition. Hand off to Reese Guggenbiller. I'm going to call foul on Heitkamp. 35-28 Redskins lead. Right now, the difference in this quarter has been the three ball.
Yeah, very much.
Borger's hit a couple. Heitkamp's hit a couple. And has given him a seven-point lead here.
They're making us take some tough shots, and they're capitalizing on them.
Yep.
Reese Guggenbiller checking the ball in there, and Briggs.
Diller checked in there at that break. Stopping the action up to Guggenbiller. Ball screened by Rex. Back over Guggenbiller to Leverett. Surveys, see what he has. Drives in there, loses the ball.
Nah.
Redskins get on it. We don't.
Jump ball stays with the
Indians. Going to be Indians ball here still. 15 seconds to go here in the K&L third quarter. Scoreboard right now, not a good quarter for the Indians.
Reese Guggenbiller throws the ball in. Who breaks? Ooh. Briggs makes a tough pass to Gavin Fowler. We just catch it. He attacks the rim. Got it. Nice good attack move. There.
Nice move by Gavin Fowler. Briggs comes up, pressure him. Half court heave. That looked good, but one of the first threes they missed all game long for him right there in that quarter. So after three, the Indians trail by five, 35-30. Let's take a break, and we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tate with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, it's going to be Fort Laramie ball as well to start the fourth quarter. As we said, Jordan, the Redskins hit four threes, two by Borger and two by Heitkamp in that quarter. Anytime you can hit four threes in one quarter, that's a pretty good quarter for you.
Yeah, I would say. And it doesn't help us when Heitkamp's hitting them in the same spot. And we know they're coming.
Yeah, and they put up 17. We put up 11, and that's the difference right now in that game.
Yeah, there he goes.
Right, backdoor cut. We were able to took that away. Good sniff there by the Indians, and Coach Sheffer yelling that out. You saw that one coming. Anytime you're running off of a stagger screen and the guy pops out to the corner wing, you know a backdoor is coming.
Yep. Ball over to Heitkamp on the corner. Looks to attack, and they're going to call block foul and throw.
I tell you what, for a freshman, he plays with some savviness and some grit and toughness.
Yeah, let alone confidence, too.
Yeah, he is not backing down. He is looking to attack.
They had two good freshmen there. That Bernie, he's looked pretty good. He had a big three for them as well.
Yeah.
Ball out to Knopf. Knopf back up to Heitkamp, top of the key, over to Maurer. Maurer looks at it. Nothing there. Back up to Knopf, top. Over to Borger on the wing. Borger back over to Kemp, top of the key. They're looking for that post guy, and I feel like we're doing a pretty good job with our hands up here.
And they're looking for him, and now they're trying to get it in there. Goes up and gets blocked by Gavin or Rex, not sure who.
That's a foul.
Call a jump ball.
That's a tough call.
Yeah. The Indians ball.
And everybody's upset, you know, the guys behind them on the backside of them. Granted, they might both have the ball in their hands, so. Troy Holman bring the ball to the floor.
Indians trail by 5 minute just clicked off the clock there, so we got to be taking advantage here. Use our time wisely. Rex drives into the baseline. Back cut by Holman. Takes it up. Throws it up. No good. Maurer with the rebound. Pushing in transition. Head to Borger. Back cut by Maurer. Goes up. Strong. No foul call. Going to be a reach-in foul on Fort Laramie.
They're letting them play.
They are letting them play. Hands went straight up. That's verticality. Although Rex, I thought, maybe swiped down a little bit. Yeah. Went straight up, did a great job, came down, but they didn't call it, so we'll take it.
We really need to get a bucket here.
Yes, we do in the worst way. Heitkamp's also putting some pressure on Troy Holman as well.
Yeah, he is.
Briggs has the ball. Thought about a three. If he maybe didn't bobble that, he maybe would have dribbled up there into a three. Holman has it now on the right-hand side. Gets a screen by Fowler. And they're calling
foul on Heitkamp, number 30 on the Redskins. That's his fourth, if I'm seeing that right. So their freshman, number 30, hit a couple big threes for him and now has four fouls.
Yeah, that's one of those as a player. You're frustrated. All the body and the physicality of it going on, you don't call it, and then they call a little hand check.
Yeah.
You get a little frustrated, especially when you're a freshman.
So number 43, Aiden Burning, the other freshman, checks into the game.
Leverett has the ball up top. Thought about a three. We've got to get some movement. We're standing way too much.
Yeah.
Foul right there. That's going to be the third foul for the Redskins. They're starting to get a little frustrated, but those are obvious fouls.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Indians are stagnant on offense right now.
We'll keep in mind, too, with that new foul rule. So once that gets to five fouls, we'll be shooting two.
Yeah, take advantage of it and be ultra-aggressive here. Don't settle. Overman has the ball. He's one who's been really aggressive. Got 8 points on the night. And Gavin Fowler is our leading scorer with 11 for the Indians and leading scorer in the game. Oh, had him open on the roll. We missed him. Briggs pulls up.
Nice shot.
Nice smooth shot by Briggs Overman. Nice and under control and smooth for that junior.
giving him 10 on the night. 32 for the Indians, 35 Redskins. Coach is going to take a full timeout. We cut into that lead, three-point lead, 35-32 with 5:39 to go. Your thoughts on that little possession there by Briggs?
You know, like we've said before, he does such a good job at attacking the rim. You know, hopefully we can make him pay on some of these ball screens. They're trying to double some of our guys. If we can get some good rolls and slips, we'll have some good opportunities.
All right, we'll be back.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast.
And they're calling, coming out of bounds. Coming out of the Fort Site Fuel timeout. And they said stepped out of bounds. So he stepped out of bounds. And no one else touched the ball before coming back inbounds to catch the ball. So it will be Indians ball. Good eye by the official there. Dribble weave here for the Indians. Guggenbill has the ball. Hands off to Troy Holman. Kick out to Briggs. Thought about a three. Drives in there. Nice little reverse spin.
Nice shot.
Good rondo right there by Briggs Overman. Young man knows how to score, giving him 12 on the night. 34 for the Indians.
Ball over to Borger in the corner. Passes up to Nall. Back over to Burney. And Redskins are going to be patient with it. Eidelman with the ball at the top. Back over to Maurer on the wing. Back up to Nall. Skip pass over to Maurer. Maurer attacks the rim. Misses a tough layup. Back over to Border. Shoots a corner three. No good. Rex Leverett with the... Had the rebound popped out by the Redskins. It's going to be Indian ball.
You know, and right now... You know, they're. It looks like they're trying to get the ball inside, but Rex is playing behind them deep.
Yeah.
I mean, they got both feet buried in the paint. They're not even looking to throw it, really.
And you know, one good thing that we have right now is we can play physical. We're not getting that, you know.
Yeah, we got one team foul. But, you know, so I don't think they're really trying to pound the ball inside. I think it's more so action. They're just trying to get, create some space and movement.
Yeah.
Holman has the ball for the Indians, bringing it across here. Receives the ball screen by Gavin Fowler. Swings it over to Leverett, over to Overman. Come here with the little ball screen slip by Rex. Briggs has it on the left-hand side. Swing it again. Cut through by Troy. Ghost one of these screens and slip it. Oh, almost right there. Take it up strong, Gav. And Gavin gets a foul called. Laramie Redskin fans are not happy about that. They felt they've gotten hammered on the other end on that drive by Borger and didn't get called.
Great job on that slip. He caught the ball, looked where he was attacking.
Well, as hard as they hedge, that's just one of those things. You could just kind of see it coming. If we would slip one of those things, we should be open. Gavin read it and did it. Goes to the Hall Brother free throw line and cashes in on that one.
Big free throw there for Gavin.
Giving him 12 on the night. Ties Junior Briggs Overman for leading scorer for the Indians.
Number 30 checks back in. Heitkamp for the Redskins. Currently has four fouls.
Gavin steps up to the Hall Brother free throw line.
Another big foul.
First game, hit free throws well against Jay County, and I heard the last game he did not hit free throws very well.
Gives the Indians a lead. So 36-35.
Good to see him hit some free throws here tonight. He's got three.
I would say Coach Leverett was on a little bit about that one.
Spin move in there. Nice little finish by Maurer inside. Throws ahead to Gavin Evers, drives to the baseline, pulls up a shot, and no good. Goes up for a rebound for Gavin and Eilerman. It looks like they're going to be called for a jump ball.
And that ball goes to the Redskins.
Jump ball goes for Army.
37-36. Redskins lead with 3:49 to go. Maurer walking the ball up the floor. Ball screen coming here.
Four flat action, yeah. Stay down.
Oh. You know, for me, I struggle on calls like that. You know, it's a pretty relatively physical game, and it looks like, from my angle, Gavin Fowler goes straight up and
he
Maurer
did.
Goes up.
I thought the same thing. Problem is, I think Gavin came into him.
Yeah.
You know, so I could understand. If I'm alarming, I want that call. If yeah. I'm the Indians, obviously, I'm waving my hands off on
yeah.
that one. But
Maurer capitalizes on the bunny shot and going to the free throw line for one.
Has a chance to cash in for a three-point play on the Hall Brother free throw line, and no good. Oh, and rebound off of Gavin Fowler.
It's a tough play.
Yep. Alex Deuce checks in and replaces Reese Kugenbiller. Official coming over and saying something to Eilerman.
I think he's telling Nolf to tuck his shirt in.
Oh, Nolf. Yeah, there you go.
Just trying to get a little ISO on Troy. That's an over the back to me, but maybe not. Gavin Fowler with
there is no such thing as over
the back. I know.
Overman thought about it. Three drives in. That's definitely a flop. Yep.
Ooh.
Flop call.
Good call
he was
there.
Dropping.
That was.
He was falling before contact was ever hit.
And one good thing, that gives us to shooting two. That's his fifth foul.
Yep.
His 13th fifth.
Yeah, that's one art. You know, everyone wants over the back call. There is no, it's a push foul if it's going to get called for anything. But Briggs Overman steps to the Hall Brother free throw line. And in and out on that. Rexlove Rep replaces Gavin Evers. Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard sees our Indians trailing right now by 3:39-36. And Overman rattles around and gets that one. Right now he's got 13. Gavin Fowler 13. They got 26 of our 37.
Yeah. Wow. Max Maurer bring the ball up. Pull up three from the top of the key. Got it.
Can't go under that, Troy. Yeah.
Uncontested. It's too easy of a look for Max Maurer.
Especially the guy who's hit one here tonight. And one of their leading scorers.
Briggs Overman with a deep three.
Tries to
back
to the
rim. Troy Holman with the offensive rebound. Goes up.
Blocked from behind. Enough. Ooh. Got a scramble on the floor.
Ooh.
Fowler is out of bounds with it. 42-37 with eight ticks here under 3 minutes to go.
See what kind of changes the coaches are going to make here. Max Maurer bring the ball up.
Looks like we're going to a 1-2-2 half-court trap here.
Heitkamp up. Back to the corner, back over to Maurer. Inside to Nolf. Nolf looks to attack. No good off the rim. Gavin Fowler with a rebound.
Holman's walking the ball up the floor here. Right now we got some time. We just got to make sure we are efficient on our offense. Kick out for Alex Deuce. Big three by Alex Deuce. Great kick by Rex Leverett to Alex Deuce. Cutting into that lead now, 2-point ball game. And let's take a timeout here by a Fort Side Fuel timeout here by Coach LaRex. How about Bob LaRex?
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Big basket going into that timeout there by Coach Leverett with Alex Deuce for a three there, Jordan.
Yeah, very much. You know, and hopefully that gets Alex going a little bit because I believe that's his first point of the evening.
They have him for five, but I don't remember him scoring another bucket at all.
Yeah, me neither. So it looks like the Indians are going to extend their 1-2-2 about three-quarter court and definitely give these Redskins a different look here.
Rex is at the point of it with Holman and Overman in the second row and Guggenbiller and Faller in the back. Trap that right
good
there,
call.
The freshman, and they call a body call on Troy. Get them in those coffin corners as soon as they cross half court, where you use the half court line and the sideline and trap them, especially for someone who's not as big as the other guys trapped by. That put some pressure on them.
Indians going back to their man defense now. 2 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Maurer with the ball up top over to Eilerman. Wing three off the rim. Rebound by Briggs Overman.
That would have been a big hit.
That would have.
Pushes ahead to Rex Leverett. Drives into the baseline. Stops, spins. It's Troy Holman on the left-hand side. Back up to Briggs. Coach is trying to get him organized. Pushes him through. Ball screen here by Gavin. Over to Rex. Over to Reese in the corner. Ball screen coming on this side to the middle of the floor. Reese. Off-balance shot. No good. Rebound by Maurer. Looking to push ahead in transition.
Ooh.
Yep, block.
Charge.
Yep. Good call. Gavin Faller was back there waiting. Great take by Gavin Faller.
Big play there by the senior. I mean, Gavin Faller, let's talk, you know, doesn't play last year. Comes
out. Played at all.
Yeah, hadn't played at all. I'm sorry.
I played
since
8th grade.
Yeah, that's right. Come out and, I mean, he's doing a heck of a job these last couple games and fun kid to watch. Reese Guggenbiller with the ball in the corner.
Trying to run some ball screen action with pick and roll in the corners here and clear out the side. Gavin has the ball. Hand off to Troy. Troy drives in. Pull up.
Floater,
good.
Got it.
Little floater for Troy Holman. Giving him four on the night.
That brings the score 42-42. Less than a minute here in the fourth quarter.
Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard sees a tie ball game with 51.6 seconds to go. Fort Laramie will take a timeout on the Fort Side Fuel timeout. Let's take one with them.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Well, Jordan, this Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard has seen kind of a swing in momentum, kind of back and forth. And, you know, if you're Coach Leverett right now, what are you looking to do?
You know, there's going to be a couple different options here. It will be interesting to see, too, how the new foul rule is going to take effect, you know, because obviously if Fort Laramie scores, we're going to be pushing the ball hard, trying to get a good bucket. Vice versa, though, if we get a bucket, then they're going to look to foul, and then you're going to line shooting, too. But I am anxious to see what we come out here. I'm sure we'll come out in a tough man defense. And
I think we go zone.
Do you?
I think we go 1-2-2. Gave them some fits.
Yeah.
Looks like we're set up that way possibly right now.
The only thing that scares me is those corner threes.
Yeah, that and rebounding. But
yeah.
And we are in our 1-2-2 zone.
You must know Bob Leverett too good, huh?
Been around him a little bit.
What is this?
And they stopped it real quick with the clock.
Clock error.
The clock had it 72-42 instead of 42-42. So they got it squared up here.
Yeah, about 30 seconds here left in the fourth quarter.
Looks like Laramie might take one shot. They let them know that, hey, we do have some fouls if we need it. Dribble handoff up here. Axe is guarding that. Don't foul it yet.
Ooh,
I wouldn't. Yeah, you just burn it. Now the next time they foul, they.
I mean, that's like an 8-second mark. You know?
Right.
I mean,
100% agree.
Yeah.
We fouled way too early, I thought. Because now they foul, they go shoot two free throws.
Exactly.
It's one of those where you also, if you get beat off the dribble now, you foul. You don't foul because his back was to you.
Exactly. And now they have no pressure to shoot the ball.
Yeah. Now we're manning up. 13 seconds. Maurer has the ball up top. Going to get a high ball screen. Don't let him get going downhill. Double him, if anything.
Right there.
Fadeaway shot. Out. No good. Rebound. Indians.
Rex LaRest trying to call a timeout. I mean, I look down. There's 2.6 seconds left. Bob LaRest trying to get a timeout. We can't get a timeout to save us.
All right. Well, free basketball.
Yes.
How about that? 42-42 on a Tuesday night. Hopefully, no, these kids don't have to go to school tomorrow. Oh, shoot, we do.
Oh, that's right. And so do the teachers.
There we go. Yep, absolutely. Well, Miracle Lane postgame show is going to have to wait here as Fort Recovery fourth quarter entrance saw us cut into that five-point lead there. And so now it's 42-42. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with 4 minutes of free basketball.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
And starting here in overtime for the Indians, we got Rex Leverett, Reese Guggenbiller, Gavin Faller, Troy Holman, and Briggs Overman. And Fort Laramie controls the ball. Everyone was going the opposite direction of where we were supposed to go, except for Maurer, who held the ball, and Troy Holman guarding him. So.
And the Redskins have almost their same exact starting, except Eilerman is in for Kemp. So they go with Heitkamp, Maurer, Knopf, Eilerman, and Borger. Maurer with the ball, try to get that gate screen. Borger in the corner, picks up his dribble, back out to Knopf on the wing. Knopf back to the top of the key to Maurer. Maurer's trying to survey the floor.
They do have an advantage inside to Eilerman if they want to
they
go
do.
To him
wow.
on Troy.
And that's not a switch we want either.
No, we should have just left the switch go.
Knopf with the ball on the inside, misses the bunny shot. Gavin Fowler with a big rebound.
Yeah, we got lucky and dodged one on that one because Troy was getting pinned inside. Triple handoff from Troy to Briggs. Ball screened by Gavin. Nice little move by Gavin refusing the screen. For Briggs, takes it up and finishes it.
Great, great reverse on Briggs Overman finishing on the right side there.
Gives him 15 on the night, leading scorer game high from either team. Same action on this side coming off the ball screen, but for Maurer over to Borger. Heitkamp has the ball. Up by Eilerman, swings it over to Maurer. Over to Borger on the left-hand side in front of the coach.
Get around him.
Yeah. Eilerman's upset he's not getting the ball. Brings it up. Maurer has the ball now. Reset for the Fort Laramie Redskins.
Maurer's wanting to...
Ball screen.
Yep. Maurer with the pull-up jumper on the left side. Got it.
Exact same action on this end as it was for us, for Briggs to score, except
Maurer
hits the pull-up.
Because he was hesitant going left there, too.
Yeah, he was trying to get the screen out, and we hedge that, and he can refuse it and clear out. Guggenbiller drives in. They get a switch. We miss Rex on that one. Overman has the ball. 44-44, 2 minutes to go. Briggs calls something out. Ball screen here on the side for Gavin. Same action, pull-up jumper, possible foul. They call nothing. Throws it back in. Something you never want to do is throw it back into the underneath the basket of your opposing team. Gets the ball inside enough. Out to Eilerman. Back up to Maurer. Coach calls out play six here. Looks like a high ball screen coming to the middle of the floor. Pick and pop. No good.
And they call a foul
on Eilerman. So Rex LeBrant will be going to the free throw line. Those five fouls stay up there, so we'll be shooting some free throws here on the Hall Brother free throw line.
What a risky shot for Nolf to take there on the wing.
Yeah, he shot one earlier, but at this point in time, you got to know time and score, right?
Yeah.
Know your role a little bit, but we'll take it.
Yeah, we will. I'm not complaining.
44-44. Rex LeBrant steps up to the Hall Brother free throw line and catches it. You know, Rex had seven quick points for us to start the game off. I think he had a turnaround jumper in the third quarter and kind of been silent here. Misses that free throw, but we need him to be able to
get some air under them days.
Yeah, get some free throws. And I set up my grandpappy up there, Mr. LeBrant, the other day, and he was saying the same thing. Shoots it too flat.
Ah.
Nice little cut there for Knopf and gets the lay-in from Eilerman on the pass. Redskins now lead by one, 46-45 with a minute, 8 seconds to go. Hand off with Overman up top. Dribble weave here for the Indians. Guggenbiller comes back to Overman. Uncontested three, no good.
Off the back of the rim, Maurer with the rebound.
Good look by Briggs. Yeah, I don't know how you miss him unguarded. But
Heitkamp over there with the ball. Attacks travel. The rim. They call travel. Yep. The freshman, number 30.
Yeah, that's what coach is saying to Maurer up top right now. You're a junior. He's a freshman. Keep the ball in your hands.
Yeah.
1 point lead with a minute to go. Under a minute to go. 50.4 to go in the Fort Recovery fourth quarter scoreboard. Fort Recovery Insurance.
Troy Holman bring the ball down. Walking it down. Heitkamp putting a lot of ball pressure on him.
And he's got four fouls.
Yeah.
He just traveled. He did just travel.
But we got a timeout first.
Woo. We'll take that one, too, because I'm pretty sure the travel happened before the timeout. We'll be back. 46-45, Redskins lead with 37.7 seconds to go. Portside Fuel timeout.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Mary Colleen's your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Tuesday night action here. We got a couple MAC coaches. Coach Shanks over there from Brussels, and Coach Rosenbeck's up there from St. Henry watching.
30 seconds left here.
Troy drives over, hands off to Reese. Gavin's looking for a ball screen popping out. Got Rex inside. No spacing on that dribble up. Ooh, deflected pass. Heitkamp deflected that. Indians ball with 19 clicks to go on the clock. Coach Leverett's going to take another timeout. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll be right back here with them. 19 seconds to go. Fort Laramie 46, Fort Recovery 45.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. you can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming...
All right, we're back here with 17 seconds. Troy Holman has the ball. Indians down by one, drives in, stops, throws over to Briggs Overman, trying to get Rex Leverack coming across. We hit him on a little 15-footer, drives in, looking for contact, no good. Host of Laramie, that has to be called a travel.
That's got to be a travel. What are we calling here? Chump ball.
Stays with the Indians.
3.6 seconds left. I don't know what we got going on here.
They're trying to figure out who's going to take the timeout. Both teams are going to call timeout. Steve Trout sitting here laughing at him saying, who's going to call it? Who wants it? All right, let's stay here with this here, Jordan. It is 3.6 seconds to go. Indians trail by one, 46-45. Who are you going to on this?
I'm going Briggs Overman. You know, and honestly, it makes me think I'm going to go Rex Leverett, throw a lob play, but I think Fort Laramie's thinking the same thing, honestly. I wouldn't mind seeing a gate screen action or a gate screen with a slip action, you know, and maybe even throw him off guard with trying to get back into the post on a slip. I mean, what do you think there, Brian?
If I'm throwing to Briggs, I'm throwing it to him with the idea of creating the get to the basket, not settling for a three.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need a three at this point. I just need a bucket wins me the game. I'm getting something where it's a high percentage shot for us. You know, not known out-of-bounds plays what they have, but I'm running something, either maybe a screen-to-screener action or something where I can get a lob pass to Rex or even Gavin slipping back off of it. You know, Briggs has the hot hand tonight for us, but, you know, like I say, if it's him on a wing with the chance of you're going one dribble pull-up.
Yeah,
which is his best shot, in my opinion.
I agree. I would agree.
And get him doing something to that regard.
I think we could probably both agree. It's going to be pretty hard to get a shot off here in the paint.
Yeah. And they're taking a timeout, Fort Laramie is. Seeing what we were in and how we were set up, you know, at this point, that looks great. Maybe last second conversation, but, you know, at this point, if you're Coach Leverett, do you go with something you know? Or are you drawing up something different here?
This is true. This is true.
I mean, that was where it was always as a coach, it's like, okay, do I draw up something I have not worked on and expect them to execute it? Or am I drawing something up that we've worked on over and over a few times?
Yeah.
We'll find out here shortly.
It makes it, and it's always interesting, you know, you try to figure the other team out with their personnel. You know, are there blocks? Are they going to stay and switch? Are they going to stay with their man and the defense on the inbounder help out?
You know, at this point, they've been hedging things.
They have.
So if they have, you got a possible coming off of a screen here. Trying to get Rex right down the lane line. Turn around, shot, no good for Rex. Comes up short. And Fort Laramie hangs on to that one and wins by one, 46-45. Let's take a break and we'll hear from our commercials here from the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard and Miracle Lane's post game.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lane's at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lane's your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, and we're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse as our Indians lose a tough one in overtime, 46-45. Leading the way for the Indians was Briggs Overman with 15 points, Gavin Fowler with 13 points, Rex Leverett with 8, Alex Dews with 5, and Troy Holman with 4. Reese Guggenbiller saw action, did not score. Gavin Evers saw action, did not score. Mason Diller saw action, did not score. And Eli Leonard saw some action and did not score as well. So scores went like this at the end of one. Laramie led 10-9. And this going into halftime, Fort Recovery took the 1-point lead 19-18 as they outscored Fort Laramie 10-8. And the third quarter was kind of our quarter that kind of sank us a little bit there, Jordan, as Laramie outscored us 17-11.
Yeah.
And Alex Borger, who set out in that first half with some foul trouble, hit 2 big threes, and the freshman Eli Heikamp hit 2 big threes as well to give them 12 of their 17 points in that quarter to outscore 17-11 again to take a 35-30 lead going into the fourth quarter. And the Indians outscore Fort Laramie 12-7 to tie it up at 42. Going to overtime, and unfortunately for our Indians, we get outscored by 1 in overtime, 4-3, to lose 46-45 to put our record to 2-1. And, you know, a tough Tuesday night game, Jordan coming back after a Saturday game and having Sunday off, and then Monday practice, and those always are kind of a little sluggish.
Yeah, very much.
And then you come out and play a physical Fort Laramie team here Tuesday at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and, you know, we just came up, you know, a little short.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, props to their guys. They got a couple good freshmen there. Eli Heikamp, he finished with 11. And I know the Burning Boy, he's seen quite a bit of time. And then you had Max Maurer, he's their stud junior, put up 15 for him. So.
Yeah, and our JV won 45-33 to improve their record to 2-1. So both teams are 2-1 on the year right now. We got Coach Leverett walking up to the press row area here. Well, Coach, tough one here tonight as you kind of saw a game of really momentum kind of swings back and forth throughout a game.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a dogfight. whoever's got the ball at the last, you know, which is what we wanted. Gosh dang, we got some pretty big stops down the stretch when we needed to. And, yeah, what more can you ask for? You got the ball at the end under our basket. You know, our kind of our thought there was we had ran every one of our man inbound sets, so – hey, let's draw something up on the fly, you know, and we kind of thought that our old Greg Kolig play with Rex coming down the lane might work against their man, and, you know, hindsight, do I call timeout there at the end, but, you know, Rex kind of got shoved off the block. We tried to want to get him coming down to the block more. We was really looking for Gavin sealing that backside block is what we wanted, and he never quite got turned.
Gotcha.
To seal up on that backside for a power up, but, hey, you know, kids work their asses off. What can I say? You know, and we told them, every game for us this year, looking at our schedule, that's how it's going to be. You know, if we have a blowout, then, boy, it's going to be fun. I can't wait. You know?
Well, you know, I said the Jay County game with 7 or 8 points is kind of like a blowout.
Oh, absolutely.
That one, so.
Yeah, no doubt.
That
no
might
doubt.
Have been our blowout for the year.
Right.
But, you know, obviously, you know, it's early here, but you still got to be happy. You saw some good things out of Briggs Overman stepping up. You know, I thought the first two games he was kind of silent a little bit, and, you know, he was a leading scorer for us in the JV team last year, and he gave you some good minutes tonight.
That's the stuff that he does in practice against us a lot, you know, and we, you know, obviously throw him with the starters throughout the day and stuff. But, no, the kid can create off the dribble. One of the few kids that we have on the team that can do that. So, yeah, when he gets going, you got to give him the ball, and we rode him for a little while there, which was nice to see him get going.
And then also Gavin Fowler stepped up and have another big game for you as well, giving you double digits. I think he had 13. Briggs led the way with 15, and Gavin gave you 13. So,
yeah, Gavin's just been steady. Troy's, yeah, I thought Googs was a little quiet tonight, but had some athletes on him. You know, he didn't have any time to really get that shot off. They knew that he was a shooter coming in, and they took that away. But, no, overall, the effort was there. That's all we can ask for. Like I said, with a chance to win it at the end. And, you know, hey, like we told them, we learn from it, and we'll move on.
And, you know, the Redskins, they had, what, four big threes there in the third quarter.
Uh-huh.
You know, we came over. There was a lot of adversity on that, you know. And
yeah.
That was great to see, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, game of swings, you know.
Yeah.
What can I say? I'm just proud of our effort, and that's all we've ever asked of these kids going into this season. So as long as that continues, we will win some games. But, yeah, 2 days of practice, get ready for a league game.
Yeah, you know, that's what, you know, looking at now, as you say, you can't change here in the past, but, you know, looking forward to Friday night and our first MAC game and here at home. And what are your thoughts on that one with Parkway?
You know, Parkway, Doug Hughes does a great job, obviously. He's kind of doing things a little different this year. He's starting his older kids. He's starting four seniors and I think a junior. And then he's bringing some juniors and sophomores off the bench and subbing five at a time. So,
wow.
And those five that come off the bench are pretty much identical to the five that start. They're just younger. So he's keeping guys fresh. And that's how they've won two of their four games. So, yeah, you know, it'll be a typical MAC game. It'll be just like tonight probably, maybe a little bit more scoring. I don't know. But we'll be ready to go. We've watched them play four times now, so hopefully we've got enough dirt on them to get a W.
Yeah, you know, playing a game on a Tuesday night's better than having practice anyway. So, so you know, the players probably think that as well.
We'll see how tomorrow's practice goes. Thank God it's Wednesday. It's short and sweet.
That's right.
Well, thanks for stopping up here, Coach, yep. And good luck and congrats on the kids playing hard and battling back.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It, Coach.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks. All right, again, our Fort Recovery Indians lose in overtime by one, 46-45 to put their record at 2-1. Our JVs do win, 45-33 to put their record at 2-1. And thanks, Coach Loverett, for stopping up there. And thanks for all of our sponsors tonight for sponsoring. And, you know, we'll hear some last words here from Miracle Lanes, and then Neil will be wrapping it up. So,
sounds good. We'll see you on Friday.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians lose 46-45. And a couple of things we want to go over. The Traveling Tribe, Fort Recovery's group that does kind of world travels, they'll be hosting their annual German supper on December 28th during the Battle of 119. That's the all-day thing with junior high boys and girls all the way up to the varsity. Marion local Flyers will be here in town all day. The German supper makes it an easy day for you and your family. The supper includes sausage, mashed potatoes, applesauce, sauerkraut, and a dinner roll. See Mr. Evers at any time you can, or stop in the high school office for your tickets. It's only $10 for this awesome dinner of the sausage and mashed potatoes. The German dinner is kind of the traditional German dinner. And all the proceeds go to the Traveling Tribe to help pay for their expenses as they travel to Scotland and Ireland in 2025. So, and public is, it's not just kids. It's not just kids and their parents. But the public is welcome to join in on this trip, and they can get you details on the cost of that. So also coming up the rest of this week, Thursday, the girls will play at Parkway, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. The NFHS video will be there, probably with WRKD's audio, but I'm not sure of that. Friday, the boys will host Parkway, and that'll be the first MAC game for the guys. And that'll be our Fort Recovery Radio broadcast again with the NFHS video. And it will be Student Appreciation Night. There'll be free pizza. All the kids from kindergarten all the way through seniors get in free. There'll be games. There's going to be money given away, prizes given away. So that'll be a lot of fun. That's Student Appreciation Night on Friday for the boys. And then Saturday, the boys will go down to Ansonia. And they'll be playing down there against Tony Overton's Tigers down there. And that'll be a WPGW broadcast. We'll be simulcasting that. And the NFHS video will be available for that. So I want to thank Jordan Winter and Brian Patch for announcing the game. Great job again, as always. And we want to thank all the listeners on Fort Recovery Radio and on the NFHS video. And we'll see you on Thursday night at Rockford for the girls' basketball game. And that'll be against the Parkway Panthers. And that'll be the Lady Indians' second MAC game. So we'll see you then. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.